Eric Nadel, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hey, it's great to be here.
I remember listening to a game you were calling in Baltimore a few years back. There was a preteen girl singing the national anthem, and you described her outfit in minute detail, the same way you do every day's uniform. I'm wondering, the signature elements of your calls, those descriptions, the line, "That ball is history," do you consciously create those, or do they gradually emerge?
Well, the home run call, "That ball is history," was something I kind of concocted in the six-month period before I did my first game for the Rangers.
And that was in 79.
That was prior to the 79 season. I thought it might fly. People then were saying, "I'm history," you know, when they were leaving a party or something like that. I thought it might work for a home run. It turns out, you know, it worked pretty well. As for the description, to me, that's the most important part of the job. You know, that's the beauty of radio, is painting the word picture. You have a better feeling that you're in the ballpark with me, and that's really what I'm shooting for.
In July, you'll be headed to the Hall of Fame to receive the Ford Frick Award. What's it like to be up there with Red Barber and Vin Scully?
It's totally overwhelming. It's completely mind-blowing for me. Mel Allen and Red Barber were the initial reason I got into this. I grew up in New York. We used to listen to Yankee games in the car. We were stopped at a light one day. I asked my dad if those guys were getting paid. And he said, "Yeah, that's their job." My dad was a dentist. I said, "Okay, you pulled teeth, you filled cavities. They go to Yankee Stadium? Are you kidding me?" He said, "Yeah, that's it." I said, "Well, I like their deal better than yours."
Were you one of those kids who watched the game on TV and made the call yourself?
Absolutely. My parents indulged me when I was about 14. They got me a reel-to-reel recorder, and I'm sure I drove them insane by doing exactly that.
So how did you get to Texas?
I actually got here as a hockey announcer. I went to Brown University and broadcast hockey and football there. Got a job doing hockey when I graduated. And 6 years later, I was in Dallas as the voice of the Dallas Blackhawks of the Central Hockey League. When the Rangers called me up and they were looking to hire a young announcer who they could kind of groom, they liked the way I did hockey and asked if I'd ever done baseball. So, of course, I did what anybody would. I lied and told them that I had.
Well, you had when you were 14 years old.
That's true. They wanted to hear a tape, however. I didn't have one, but they let me audition and hired me based on that to start the following year.
Did you ever imagine at that point in 1978, 79, that you'd still be here a third of a century later?
I didn't imagine, Rick, that I would last more than a year or two because I stunk. And it took a long time before I settled down enough and relaxed enough where it was even listenable.
So is there one moment in those 35 years that really stands out to you, your favorite moment?
Yeah, the moment the Rangers won their first American League pennant. Neftali Feliz struck out A-Rod, of all people.
Breaking ball, strike three call! The Rangers are going to the World Series!
The stadium exploded in euphoria, cannons of confetti, and it was just an absolutely breathtaking moment.
Do you believe it, Ranger fans?
I still think that that's the most emotional moment, not just of my baseball career, of my life.
Now, baseball's a passion, but you're also a pretty hardcore music fan, I understand. I know you've been guest DJ for our sister station, KXT. You've put on a number of shows at the Kessler Theater and elsewhere. How do you balance and mesh that music passion with your baseball?
A lot of times it actually works pretty well. You know, I do have 5 months off in the off season. It's one of the beauties of the job. I also have a lot of time free, especially on the road, you know, where I can listen to new music. You know, I have a lot of people who are into the same sort of music as I am, who are constantly sending me bands they discover, and I do the same for them. I spend a lot of time at the Kessler.
Right.
Jeff Lyles does an incredible job there in unveiling new talent.
So if there was one musician in history that you can meet, who would it be?
Bruce. The boss is my guy. I've probably seen him in concert 20 times.
Really?
And, you know, I just respect everything he does.
So you've got a new ballpark name that we just learned about a couple weeks ago. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. Globe Life.
That proves
there
it.
There I go. Globe Life Park. Does that present a challenge to you?
I guess we'll find out. At least I'm not being told the day of a game that we've changed the name of the stadium, which is what happened when they went to AmeriQuest Field in Arlington several years back. I'm sure I'll still put post-its all over the booth saying Globe Life Park. I don't know how much pausing is going to be necessary in between Globe and Life to make it flow, But I think we can work that one out.
Now, a question I've always wanted to ask, you're employed by the Rangers, but you are kind of the fans' representative, and you have to kind of build in a little distance there. Does that ever get uncomfortable?
It is my job to put the best reasonable positive spin on things. Because if I can't have hope, how can the average fan have hope? I do see myself as the voice of hope.
Eric Nadel, this conversation is history.
Thanks for having me. I loved it.